Now, if you look again, and there are lots of subtle points in this chart, if you look again, you'll see that there are three junctures occurring where one process passes over into another. You'll see there is a juncture between nidanas 2 and 3. This, of course, is the juncture of death, the juncture between the previous life and the present life. Then you'll see that there's a juncture between Vedana and Trishna, of feeling and craving, Vedana being the last nidana of the effect process of the present life, Trishna or craving being the first nidana of the cause process of the present life. There's a juncture there. And then again, there's a juncture between 10 and 11, between Pava or coming to be and Jati or birth. In other words, a juncture between the last nidana of the present life and the first one of the future life. So in this way, we get these three junctures. But it's the middle one which is of the greatest importance. That is number 2, the juncture occurring between 7 and 8 of the nidanas, between Vedana or feeling and Trishna or craving. It's at this little point, according to the Buddha's teaching, that all the trouble begins. It's at this point that the trouble begins, because in dependence upon feeling there arises Trishna or craving. This is the crucial point. So because the trouble, as it were, arises here, the trouble also can be made to end here, just at this point. Vedana, feeling, stands for all the experiences of the external world by which we are confronted. All the time, sense impressions, mental impressions are pouring in. We see visual forms, we hear sounds, there are smells, there are tastes, sensations of touch, ideas are presented to us. All the time, all these sensations, all these impressions are pouring in upon us. And we react to them all. And how do we react? We react, for the most part, if not entirely, we react automatically. We react with craving, we react with aversion, we react with fear, we react with jealousy, we react with craving. We react in all these ways, and we react like this, we may say, all the time. And in this way, the whole cyclical process continues. In this way, the wheel of life continues to revolve. So this, according to the Buddha's teaching, is the psychology of the reactive mind. This is the psychology of oscillation, we may say, the psychology of bondage.